Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Filmmaker Guy Ritchie is known for productions like Disney's live-action remake of Aladdin and fast-paced crime flicks like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. But his new film, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, is a departure from his signature tone and subject matter. Here's critic Bob Mondello.
A checkpoint in Afghanistan.
John, you have tallies approaching.
A driver ordered out of his truck and slowly backing away. An explosion taking the life of an American soldier and his interpreter. 5 minutes into the movie, and a war that's been grinding for 17 years has taken two more lives. Sergeant John Kinley, played by a watchful Jake Gyllenhaal, needs a new interpreter. He gravitates to a former Afghan mechanic with a rep for being headstrong.
Patronizing me, Ahmed?
No.
Played by Dar Salim.
I would never patronize an officer, sir.
Well, Ahmed, this unit specializes in finding Taliban munitions and explosive sites. Sadly, we lost our last interpreter.
Understood. And it's Ahmed, sir.
Well, it's Sergeant, not sir.
Kindred spirits. Ahmed joined up because the Americans promised that Afghan interpreters, in return for loyal service, would get U.S. visas for themselves and their families. He has a pregnant wife, a rationale for surviving, and as Kinley will discover, a sixth sense when it comes to danger.
Stop the vehicle, Sergeant.
We don't want to go down this road.
You're out of your bounds, Ahmed. You're here to translate.
Actually, I'm here to interpret.
Ahmed interprets them through crisis after crisis until one day, many miles from base, they're overrun and Kinley gets grievously wounded. And what's been a straight-up action film becomes a desperate odyssey, Ahmed dodging half the Taliban as he drags Kinley on a makeshift stretcher across a mountain range to the American base. And for what? Kinley's sent home to his wife and kids. Ahmed discovers that the promise, the contract, the covenant regarding U.S. visas for his family is less than ironclad, as Kinley puts it to anyone who'll listen back home.
He's hiding in a hole somewhere. I should be in that hole.
But nobody's listening. So far, so Guy Ritchie. Action gritty and explosive, dialogue as muscular as it is sparse. This writer-director has a macho, gung-ho thing he's known for, and he's still doing it, admittedly with fewer quips than usual. The substance of The Covenant, though, is unlike most of Ritchie's work, an earnest look at responsibility. Responsibility personal and national, a man determined to repay a debt on which his country is reneging. Kinley goes on a tear to get Ahmed what he was promised, begging, then threatening, to the point that he's called on the carpet by his superiors.
You think if I could be shot of this debt, I wouldn't be? You think if I could just go through the usual channels, I wouldn't? That is not how this debt works. It demands a result, not an appeasement. There is a hook in me.
Will that hook drag him back to Afghanistan to pay the debt? Well, it's Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, so yes, in the movies, one righteous warrior can right the wrongs of a nation. Would that that were possible in real life. I'm Bob Mondello.